a major new antitrust charge.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. New York's Attorney General has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Intel this morning. Andrew Cuomo claims the company used illegal threats and collusion to dominate the marketplace for computer microprocessors. He alleges Intel tried to prevent the sale of competitors' products by paying kickbacks to computer makers, and that the company retaliated against companies that did too much business with its rivals. Analyst Laura DiDio of the research firm ITIC says some of those charges sound like the way business is done.
Well, there's always scheming going on behind the scenes among, you know, salespeople. However, at a certain point, it does come down to technology, and there is a reason why Intel is number one in the marketplace.
Intel was fined $1.4 billion, remember, by the European Union this spring over similar charges, and the company has denied any wrongdoing. Another big corporate story this morning, China's government has approved a new Disney theme park in Shanghai. Here to tell us what's important about that deal is Porter Bibb at MediaTek Capital Partners. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
First of all, what do we know about this theme park?
Well, it's going to be a $3.5 billion project, but what's really remarkable is the fact that the Chinese government has let it happen in the first place. It's taken Disney 20 years of negotiation to get to this approval.
Okay, and is this an entree? Is this beyond a theme park? Is it an entree into the huge Chinese entertainment market?
Oh, absolutely. 3 months ago, China relaxed the rules on media and entertainment investments by Western companies, and this is the beginning of what's going to be a land rush by Time Warner, News Corp, Disney, and all the rest.
Well, yeah, all the rest. Does this help a whole bunch of Western media and entertainment companies?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They've all had abortive efforts to try to get embedded in China and been turned away basically by regulatory hurdles. Now those hurdles are falling very rapidly.
Why do you think this movement is happening right now?
Well, China, for one thing, has decided to monetize their media and entertainment sector. That means taking the state-owned companies, these huge media conglomerates, public. And in doing that, they've opened the gate to let Western money come in to partner and to invest and to open up the sector to a global franchise.
You know, Disney has a theme park in Hong Kong. It hasn't done that well, has it?
That was their alternative when they couldn't get into Shanghai. And that one is it's an abortive effort. But this will be unbelievable because they're working with Chinese partners. They'll only own 40% of it. 60% will be Chinese money.
Porter Bibb, you sound pretty excited about this.
I think it's a huge, huge breakthrough for media and entertainment companies around the world.
Porter Bibb, MediaTek Capital Partners, joining us live. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Disney shares, by the way, up about 2.5%. And other stocks are up, too. S&P 500 and the Dow are both up more than 1%, with the Dow ahead 127 points at 9,899. The Fed wraps up its policy meeting today. It's expected to keep interest rates low and steady. European stocks gained 2% today. Asian markets did just as well. You're listening to Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
You know, when you are struggling with debt, the last thing you need to worry about is the person you've hired to help you. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a crackdown on unscrupulous companies that promise to help debtors for a fee. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that.
About 2,000 firms sell debt relief services, and the FTC's Eileen Harrington says they rarely deliver on their promises.
If they charge you money up front with the promise that they're going to reduce your debt and reduce your payments, it's a scam. Don't fall for it.
The FTC is considering prohibiting companies from charging a fee until they actually deliver on their promise to reduce a customer's debts. David Luthold is with the Association of Settlement Companies. He says it usually takes 2 to 3 years to reach a deal with creditors.
To suggest that a company can sustain itself financially before settlements are made clearly would not be possible for a lot of companies.
But consumer advocates say prohibiting upfront payments to debt settlement companies is no different than a congressional ban on advance payments to credit doctors, promising to clean up bad credit reports. The proposed rules become final sometime next spring. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Whenever it rains hard, chances are good a water treatment plant in a town near you is overflowing and discharging untreated waste into a local river. Congress set aside billions in this year's stimulus bill to help fix this mess, but as Marketplace's Steve Henn tells us, it's probably not enough.
Eric Gillespie from Recovery.com says Congress didn't pinch pennies when it came to money for water treatment systems.
There is $6 billion set aside.
Members of Congress might be expecting a thank you, but they're not going to get it at a hearing later today.
We have an estimated annual need of somewhere around $23 billion or $500 billion over 20 years.
Susan Brenega is at the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. She says the stimulus bill was a good first step, but the nation's sewer systems need their own trust fund.
We have trust funds for airports and for highways and for other things, and we all use water every single day.
Brenega wants to tax toilet paper and chemicals that end up in our water supply and use the cash to pay for the cleanup. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, Leon Perrins has been making Worcestershire sauce since the 1830s. The label still says it contains spice and flavoring. But what kind? That's the mystery. Is it cloves? Is it pickles? It's always been a secret. Now an English woman says her late father, who used to work at the company, found the original recipe there, written down in 2 different styles of handwriting, possibly so no one person would know the formula. She's given the papers to the Worcester Museum for testing. And of course, when I hear something, I'll let you know. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.